2 জুলাই অস্ট্রেলিয়ার ফেডারেল নির্বাচন। এই নির্বাচনকে সামনে রেখে SBS বাংলা বাঙালি অধ্যুষিত কিছু এলাকার MP প্রার্থীদের সাক্ষাৎকার গ্রহণ করেছে। ধারাবাহিক এ আয়োজনে আজ শুনবেন বার্টন আসনের লিবারাল প্রার্থী নিকোলাস ভারভেরিয়াসের সঙ্গে একটি আলাপচারিতা। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, আলাপচারিতাটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে। Nicholas Verberis, welcome to SBS Radio Bangla program. Could you please introduce yourself to our listener?
Yeah, sure. Hi, how are you? Look, Nick Verberis, it's a pleasure to be on your radio program today. I've got a fairly large Bangladesh community in my electorate, having one of the largest multicultural communities in the whole of Australia, which I'm happy to represent, being part of that community as well. So, having served on local council in the area for 16 years, elected in 1999, having served as mayor for Cogra for over 6 years, and obviously now as a proud federal member of the parliament for the last 3 years.
You are the sitting Liberal member holding Burton. You served on the Cogra council for 15 years, including a long stint as mayor. Before victory at the 2013 election, you were a certified practicing accountant. So let's start with the economy. The economy is the key issue for voters of virtually every election. It is traditionally seen as strength for the coalition, which is campaigning on its jobs and growth budget in 2016, centered on a cut to the company tax rate, initially for small businesses, before gradually being phased in for the wider business sector. What is your comment on this issue?
Look, obviously, You can understand why we've got to focus on jobs and growth. We want to make sure that obviously people are employed in the economy, and the best way to do that is by supporting small businesses. Small businesses is the engine room of the economy. They employ over 4.7 million people across Australia, and that is where the opportunities exist for creating jobs and growth.
Malcolm Turnbull has confirmed he is seriously considering privatising parts of Medicare, potentially outsourcing payment processing to a private company. He also wants to remove bulk billing incentives for pathologists worth $650 million over 4 years. In the budget, the government announced it would free Medicare rebates at just $37 for 6 years, forcing doctors to introduce co-payment, also scrapping Labor's child health dental scheme. Do you think voter will accept it?
Look, there's a few issues that you raised in that question. I'm happy to go through them individually. Obviously, the outsourcing payment processing is focused on payment services and how best this can be done with contemporary technology into the future, and it does not impact on fees or charges. And much has been said about threats to the privacy of personal information if the private sector makes benefit payments, but the private sector already manages sensitive personal information, example Medibank, other health funds, banks, and even your doctor, and the privacy of personal information will continue to be front and centre of any new payment services arrangements, and the government has made no decisions about these matters to date. A Department Health Task Force had been established to build on what has been learned through the 2014 expression of interest and provide advice to government. With regards to pathology bulk billing incentives, the government has made no changes to the Medicare rebates for pathology services, including common blood tests and pap smears. The changes announced in the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook relate to an inefficient payment worth between $1.40 to $3.40, and that is paid direct to pathology corporations and is separate to the Medicare rebate. A report produced by the Grattan Institute confirms that there are no justifiable grounds for large pathology corporations to introduce a $30 co-payment for blood, urine and pap smear tests based on the loss of a small inefficient payment worth just around $1.40 to $3.40. And further, many aspects of pathology are now highly automated, which means additional tests can be performed more cheaply. And Labor has no credibility on this issue when in government they cut $550 million from pathology services and put it back into general revenue, not health. With regards to the Medicare rebates being frozen, look, that's an issue that we've been trying to address, obviously, and we intend on hopefully when the economy allows to be able to unfreeze that and obviously continue that going forward. And with regards to the dental program, The coalition will improve access to public dental services for children and adults by introducing a new child and adult public dental scheme. This is the largest ever Commonwealth investment in public dental services, doubling the Commonwealth's current contribution to the states and territories for dental. The Turnbull government will seek to ensure all children under 18, which is around 5.3 million of them, are eligible for the public dental scheme, as well as each of the 5 million plus low-income adults holding a Commonwealth concession card. And this will enable states and territories to treat an additional 600,000 patients per year. And the government will invest a total of about $5 billion over the next 4 years improving dental outcomes, including $1.7 billion on the child and adult public dental scheme.
The latest development comes as the most recent Fairfax IPSS poll shows Labour leading the coalition 51-49 on a two-party preferred basis. It's a boost for the opposition and is in line with News Poll and Essential Poll survey from earlier in the week. Malcolm Turnbull, though, remains the preferred Prime Minister over Bill Shorten. What is your analysis on this?
Look, one thing I've never done is really paid much attention to polling. My only interest is in serving the people that have been elected me to represent them. If I were to, you know, obviously when I first ran for my seat 3 years ago, I had a 7% margin, obviously, to win my seat. Most people said that I would never win the seat, but I only focused on one thing, and that's representing the people that I'm here to represent. One thing I've never taken is I've never taken people for granted. I need to work hard. I need to continue to work hard to represent all the people in my community, and that's what I always do.
The new electoral boundaries have radically altered the political complexion of Burton. These changes significantly change the seat margin from 0.3% for the Liberal Party to 4.4% for Labour. What is your thought about this?
Look, yes, there's been a change. They have traditionally taken out some traditional Liberal areas out of my seat. But as I said previously, my focus has always been on the people in the area. I have, it's one of the largest multicultural seats in the country. Obviously, coming from a multicultural background, I understand the issues that affect most people, obviously my parents migrated here from Greece, so I can relate to the issues that affect people, and I'm always keen to be a keen advocate to obviously raise people's concerns in the parliament, and that's what I will always do.
The oldest truism of national politics that federal election are won and lost in New South Wales has as much weight as ever this year. If coalition loses 13 seats, lose its governing majority. Labour needs 19 to claim its own. Of the government most vulnerable 20 seats, on margin of less than 4%, more than half are in New South Wales. Your comment on this?
Look, once again, it stems back to what I've always said. One thing you can never do as a politician or even as a person is take people for granted. We understand the importance of every single seat in New South Wales. New South Wales traditionally can shift quite easily, and I think that's just a general trend that seems to be occurring across electorates. When people feel that people have taken them for granted, they'll always shift their vote. As I said, my focus has always been and will always be my seat only. I'm there to represent the people to the best of my ability, and that is something I will always strive to do.
Bangladeshis are a growing community in your electorate. What involvement have you had with the Bangladeshi communities?
Look, in the last 3 years, obviously, having been vastly introduced to the broader Bangladesh community in my area, which is one of the largest growing populations in my electorate, a good part of my community, I can say that I've attended numerous events. I've been supportive of the Bangladesh community. I know when I was introduced to the community, they usually hold an annual festival. And I helped them and assisted them in obviously holding that festival at Jubilee Oval, which was a successful event. We obviously arranged to get the ground and the facilities for free, obviously to support that community. I've also been to the large event they held at Homebush. I usually do that every year. And obviously been working with the community to provide look at options for providing funding to help them, obviously, the community support the community and provide essential services that they require.
Thanks for your time to SBS Radio Bangla program.
No, thank you, and thank you to all your listeners. I thank you once again.
এতক্ষণ ফেডারেল নির্বাচনে বার্টন আসন থেকে লিবারেল পার্টির প্রার্থী নিকোলাস বারবারিয়াসের সঙ্গে আলাপচারিতাটি শুনলেন।